Good morning and welcome. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, just briefly, what is the latest about this incident in Sirikad, as this person is a member of the organized forces?
Correct. He's a member of South Sudan People's Defense Forces.
Mm-hmm. And has he been arrested? We heard that he's been arrested. There's a lot of news circulating around. He has been arrested, taken to hospital. Others have even gone as far as saying he has passed on. What is the real information now?
I can confirm to you that Lieutenant Colonel Lual Marine was arrested immediately, along with his six bodyguards. I also saw on social media a picture of him circulating and indicating that he was taken to hospital suffering from some injury that he suffered. But it was not immediately clear whether he had sustained it during the clashes or thereafter. But I can confirm to you, yes, indeed, he was arrested.
Yes, he was arrested, and there's stories, a lot of rumors, of course, going on right now, saying that others are saying he has been transferred out of the country to Egypt. Others are saying he has passed on. Do you have any information on what is the real story right now?
The only confirmation I have is that he was arrested. But the rumors that he had passed on or taken to Egypt, I'm not in a position to confirm.
Let's talk about how the military or members of the organized forces should relate to civilians. Particularly this incident has shown on how sometimes members of the organized forces can use their powers, the powers entrusted on them, to actually intimidate and abuse civilians. What could you like to say when it comes to military-civilians relationships?
Well, generally speaking, our rules and regulations require us to maintain cordial relationship with members of the public. But there are situations where things terrible go wrong, similar to the one that we had witnessed at the Sirikad. I really do not get information on how the whole thing degenerated into confrontation. And his bodyguards on one hand and members of the public on the other hand. However, it was made very crystal clear by the Chief of Defense Forces, General Johnson Juma, J.J. Yokot, that an investigation would be launched. And of course, South Sudan National Police Service taking lead in that. And we won't have a very clear picture of what had exactly happened until that investigation comes out with their finding to tell us exactly what had happened. I also read on social media
his
bodyguards opened fire. So we do not know. All of these are speculations until we have a detailed report from the investigation committee that would be set up.
All right, let's leave it like that. Thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for
thank you.